So, good day everyone. We're here for another episode of the DVD show. So, for today, we have a volleyball player, current professional volleyball player for the Cherry Tigo Crossovers. And she was also a former player for the Ateneo Blue Eagles and a former player for the Chocomucho Flying Titans. And of course, she also has she's also an analyst for the UAP and also host in the game. So I'll now welcome here on the DVD show, Pauline Gaston. Thank you for joining me here on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm greatly honored to be here. Guys, matagal na tong pinaplano. Siguro mga 1 year.
Hindi ko alam if it's that long. Pero yeah, it's okay. No worries.
Yeah, matagal na kami nagpa-plan nito kasi it's really hard to schedule. Diego's also very busy, you know, he's done a lot of things. He's very maganda yung background nito. So
continue to
support his podcast.
Yeah, so yun, thank you for that compliment. But yeah, to start things off, gusto lang kamustahin yung buhay mo ngayon. Like it's the off season in the PBL, and yeah, you've been telling me nga on chat na madami nangyayari pa rin on the side with training, and like you have other extra work that you do in order to, like, you know, be in peak shape for the conference. So how's life for you, like, on the volleyball court and also off the volleyball court, like yung mga relaxation mo and how you take a break from the court?
Honestly, I'm catching up kasi I just came from a trip. So I took a 2-week trip to Europe with my family, and after that I came back around the first week of May, and I've been trying to catch up with my teammates because, of course, most of them, they didn't take a break. And isa lang ako sa mga nakapagpahinga. But even though I was out of the country, I was still working out. But of course, it's different when you're when you actually miss training. So I've been trying to catch up. And, you know, the off-season is the best time to really do the most of everything that I can. So yung mga sideline gigs ko, like yung pag-host ko and yung mga guestings ko and all that sidelines that I do with my team, because I have a manager, so all that influencer stuff, yung mga postings. This is really the best time to do all of it. Kasi when it's season, come the time na we have a schedule na and we have games, I really try to focus and I become like a hermit. So I just stay at home and I really devote all my energy into staying at home, focusing on the games and focusing on training. So now, yung best time for me to do extra work also.
Mm-hmm. What are, like, yeah, some of the stuff you do na extra? Like, yeah, I mentioned, like, you said the game, but sometimes nga you say that you're not able to do it. And also, like, yeah, in the UAP, are there other stuff that you do, you know, to, like, be build your brand and, like, you know, get yourself out there and, you know, excel in your other skills?
Well, I try to reach out in that industry. So a lot of them, like the people I work with, they really try to give me a lot of opportunities because they say, if ever man matapos yung career ko sa volleyball, I can always have TV or hosting as a fallback. So I'm trying to learn then how that works. So a lot of analyst gigs for UAP. And then even after PVL, if nalaglag na yung team ko, they'll try to invite me to join. So nandun din ako nung semis and nung finals which is funny kasi I was also playing there, so I get to share naman my thoughts and my experiences playing against the teams, and then I get to talk about it during the games then. So I think those are really fun. Aside from that, siguro yun yung main na ginagawa ko na on the side that helps me with my brand. But other than that, just some events, if my manager thinks about inviting me to some events, that's a way for me to reach out to people outside of my industry na hindi lang lagi volleyball or yung mga people around volleyball. Because when I do the game or I do analyst, it still involves the same people I work with. I still talk about volleyball mainly. So when I do other things, like go to events, I meet up with interesting people, then that's when I get to branch out and learn about things that will inspire me. hopefully to do other things or spark my interest in different things aside from volleyball.
Yeah, and yeah, that's so great to hear that. Yeah, you're more like versatile and open to try new things. Because like lalo na in this world, like everything evolves so fast. So what I'm curious to know. Yeah, I'm curious to know since like that decade about yung mga older like batches of volleyball players, like some of them they don't even get to play volleyball anymore or they're not related to like the sport anymore. They don't get that big, like they do corporate or something else. But then for you, like your batch of volleyball players, like how did it start? Especially like yeah, personally for you na you had other opportunities to like yeah, maybe earn more income or get your name more out there. Like how did it start and how do you keep expanding also?
I would say a great deal with that. Well, for me, social media really helped me because ever since I was in college, I've been growing all the social media platforms I have, like Instagram, I have YouTube, and now there's TikTok. So a lot of those different social media outlets really gave me a place to express who I am. So I think my personality is really what gets me all this extra work. Siguro if I wasn't so expressive and open about the things I like and the things that I try to do, maybe I wouldn't be able to get all these opportunities. But I would say nga, because I'm so outgoing and I enjoy trying new things. And a lot of people were telling me since before that I have a personality for like hosting or TV, YouTube, yun nga lang. Wala na akong oras gumawa ng YouTube. So, if marunong ka mag-edit ng videos,
do you have an editor
for this?
Edit?
An editor, or you do all of the editing?
No, I don't know how. That's why I just cut. I know how to cut a video and then put it, like, if that part's not, I know, I just cut it at, like, iMovie or something. I don't know how to edit, like, yung literal magagaling. Okay.
I'm still learning, but, you know, Our generation is lucky because we grow up with a lot of these social media platforms. And then, syempre, siguro yung generation before, wala pang influencer, diba? Or wala pang ganon. So, we're lucky to have that as an opportunity. And a lot of people who, like ABS-CBN before, ABS-CBN Sports, who are now, most of them work now for Signal, they really look for the players, the volleyball players who may have a career in TV or whatever. Ganon.
Yeah. That's all. Yeah, I've heard that also from some of the Signal people. But then, yeah, some people.
Marami na kami, like Jamie LaVittoria, si Ayel.
Yeah.
A lot of other volleyball players who may have a career also in hosting or sports analyst.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, but then it's also curious to know since like some, I don't know if you hear like kunwari sa NBA, there are players like kunwari pag natatalo yung team nila, tapos nagpa-podcast pa sila after, ganun, like people are saying, eh, kasi hindi mo lang only priority yung like career mo sa sports, kaya hindi ka nag-evolve or hindi ka gumagaling, ganun. So for you, like even if you have a lot of opportunities, how do you like keep it balanced na parang, yeah, you have this, but then yeah, you have like a schedule ba, you have a limit until how many offers you could like accept for this week or this month, you know? How do you like balance it?
I really have to really just know what my priorities are. Because if I do too many things, then I'll know na, okay, wait, I need to give up on some things. Like if I'm doing too many things in a day, then I really have to know what my priority is. If, for example, there's an event or someone invites me to something on the weekend, but I feel really tired from the whole week, then I'm just gonna cancel or pass na lang ako kasi I know my priority is really volleyball. So I'll rest na lang, if that makes sense. If it's something that I know will help me in my craft, then go. Like laban. If, for example, something physical, like a yoga thing or a nature trip, then aim ako sa mga ganon. But it's really just knowing my priority. Kaya if, for example, I don't have time to do, for example, something as simple as this, guesting here, then I'd have to just, okay, push forward and then continue with the important things like recovery, nutrition, diba? And then doing extra work, resting, training. Kasi that's really my priority. Like, I sometimes have to reschedule also the hostings and I'd have to say no to some of the gigs because I know na okay, medyo haggard ako. Or iaabot kasi may training ako and I know my schedule. I know my habits. Na parang it doesn't make sense if I do certain things if I'm gonna be sleepy or tired. Yeah. Pagod ako from training.
Yeah. How did you develop naman yeah, like that mature mindset nga nan? You getting all the opportunities, but then you know na you still have the priorities. Or were you like that since before, like nung bata ka pa lang?
Siguro it's I wasn't like that when I was a kid because I feel like I had more energy and more time. And, you know, we were able to balance all of that with school pa and then, you know, going out, partying with friends, trying to have a social life and then still showing up to practice, all these things. But when you get older, you realize that your energy is like, it's more limited and it's not as, you know, you have to really conserve it. And it's also knowing my capabilities. So it's something that I really developed. Now I can't just do everything at the same time. And I believe kasi if I miss out on some things, I know another opportunity will come my way. It's a mindset. It's not like, okay, I have to do everything kasi feeling ko I'll miss out. You'll be able to gauge naman na, okay, I feel like I can always come back to this or babalik din yung opportunity na yun sa akin. And then you'll also be able to feel na, oh, I feel like this certain opportunity only comes once. So yun yung you have to grab it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really important, especially now. Yeah, with a lot of like also competition, a lot of people want to get like the same thing that yeah you're getting. But yeah, you mentioned before we began with the interview that there's also some like negative stuff like in social media and everything that you try to like build yourself on. So how about in that facet? Like how did you like also have like a mature mindset? Now you sabi mo nga, you don't read the comments or maybe I don't know what other like practices you have when it comes to that. Since yeah, if you start growing, syempre dumadami yung followers mo, but it doesn't mean they're all like good followers. So yeah, how do you have that great behavior naman in that aspect?
Well, it's really hard to talk about these things, but I know a lot of people who are in the same position as me na. Of course, if your social media grows and you have a lot of support, especially Ateneo, maraming supporters yung Ateneo Volleyball. Yeah. And UAP in general, if you come from UAP and then you go to the pros, ang dami talagang sumusunod sa journey mo. And for me, it's just knowing which people or which opinions are the ones that matter. And it's also trying to not get affected. Because I know a lot of people medyo nadadala sila sa laro. Syempre, they support me, they want me to win, they want me to do better. So, I try not to take it personally if I have a bad game or if I don't meet their expectations. Because I know a lot of the people watching, they have expectations for the players and the people they support. So, I really just try to separate it. And hindi ako masyadong nadadala sa mga ganun. Like, you just have to separate what they say online. You know, mas importante yung sinasabi ng coach ko at yung mga teammates ko. That makes sense. Yeah. So, even if meron din sila mga positive na comments, I try not to let that faze me either. Na, syempre, even if you're doing good, they'll have a lot to say. And they'll also have a lot to say if you're doing bad. So, just have to really focus on the things that are important. So, yung mga ideas and opinions and comments ng family ko, friends ko, teammates ko, people who are close to me. So I just try not to read those negative stuff. And, you know, a lot of them, kahit naman di ko sila kilala, di rin nila ako kilala. Mangyayari at mangyayari yun. They'll still be there. Yung mga trolls and negative comments. So I just watched something in after LeBron's game, yung interview niya. And he says, when it's in season, you just stay away from social media. And that is the best thing that I've done. I'm not sure if you know. Yeah, I always deactivate my account. Twitter, Instagram, just whatever I feel. And especially when it's season, I try to stay away. Kasi nga, possible na you'll get distracted. if you're doing good, oh, you want to reshare all the posts, you want to like see what they're saying about your game. And it's the same also if you're doing bad. So it's, you have to be steady lang. So for me, I just stay away.
Okay, I didn't know that actually. I mean, I don't like, yeah, I didn't notice it, but then now I know that you actually do that pala. Yeah, that's very interesting because yeah, some people nga, they, yeah, tama yung sinasabi mo, yung baliktad naman, like they, whenever there's a fan that posts about them in the game, so they re-repost yung mga ganun, or they like it ganun. So other people have various like, yeah, approaches to it. But then I'm curious, yeah, since you mentioned nga na a lot of opportunities na here in volleyball or even in basketball than here in the Philippines, that the players are able to also have an impact like in the media industry, and they also have like a opinion or they can share their sentiments, since sila yung like al madaming alam about the game compared to like quote unquote like old media, like some people haven't had like played the game and they can talk about like anything about the sport. So do you think it's a big thing na the players, like, yeah, you, Ayel, Jamie, like, you guys are getting the opportunity at a young age palang to be able to have an impact on the media and how people, like, perceive, like, what's going on in the game and what are your opinions on it?
For me, I think it's a positive thing because I feel a lot of players were not able to have that opportunity to really share. So, there was always maybe a... hindi masyadong attached or connected yung mga nakikita ng fans to how the players actually feel and how they think. So now that we have the ability and the space to be able to really talk and share about how we're feeling inside the court and how the game works, now the fans kind of understand us more. And a lot of them, like for example, when I have different ideas and I tell them, oh, like during the game sometimes this happens, or this is how I feel, this is what our coach tells us, this is how we are as a team, they also, they give me feedback. So a lot of them either tweet or they share on Instagram, they say, oh, I never knew that, I'm so happy you're able to share these things because now I understand what goes on in the game. Because sometimes they just see it and diba, syempre they're also confused, bakit nangyari yon, or ano kaya nangyayari. So it's definitely a positive thing na a lot of us are really able to reach out then to them and let them know na, you know, we're just like you guys.
Yeah, yeah. True. That's why I love it. Like, yung mga players, like, even sa foreign countries are here, whenever they analyze, sometimes biglang may mga insights na hindi masasabi ng player, like, me or someone that hasn't been in, like, that big of a stage that, They have their own experiences or sentiments on the happening on the court, diba? So it's great to hear from people like them. But then, yeah, you mentioned kanina, I wanted to touch on that people mentioned to you since college that you have the personality for media and like everything, like hosting. But I'm curious to know, like, would you say na when you were younger, na like as a, in your childhood, like was that also part already of your life? Na parang you were very, I don't know, like bubbly personality. You were like articulate. You could speak well, and you could also, yeah, parang charismatic to the audience. Ganun. Or did it start like when you were already like a teenager? Like, how was the childhood like in terms of building up like who you are now? Ganun?
That's a good question. Parang ano? Magda-dive in na tayo. Are you my therapist? Let's go to my childhood. I think I've always been kind of the way I was. Like, a lot of my friends say na even in high school and in grade school, I haven't changed. And I think it's really just my personality. But at the same time, I was able to really go into different social groups and social classes because I went to a lot of schools. So that kind of forced me to, you know, even if I was shy, I tell people I'm actually really shy, but then they're like, huh, parang you're not. Like, even before I got to see you, like, I'm like, oh, medyo kinakabahan ako. Pero when I have those thoughts na I'm getting nervous, I like to, uunahan ko na yung sarili ko. So I just start talking and then blah, 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 blah. And then, yun, nawawala na yung shyness ko. And, growing up, it was easy because I have two sisters. And wherever, for example, we moved to a different school, wherever we go, it having sisters really helps me to be more confident and friendly because they kind of paved the way for me. Like, a lot of times, like when I moved to UST High School and I came from Poveda, I was a bit culture shocked because it was my first time to meet those kinds of people na lahat sila, parents nila OFW, and then they're all humble and most of them are very simple. So when I got there, hindi pa ako magaling mag-Tagalog. I'm like, konyo girl na English speaking tapos. Diba? Yeah. But a lot of the teachers and my profs, they already knew me because of my ates. Na parang when I get to second year or third year, nadaanan ng ate ko. So lahat ng mga profs ko, ikaw yung kapatid ni Therese, ganon. So it's easier for me, and my sister always helped me. Like this person, you can hang out with them, or pwede ka dito kasi kilala ko. So it's really, my life is easier because I have my ates. They've been looking out for me and they make my life comfortable.
Yeah, that's a great thing to hear, because yeah, not a lot of people would say that. Like yung ibang like siblings, like they always say na parang nag-aaway pa ganun, pero ikaw, like parang you're super close to them, and you see na how much they helped you. But then yeah, how many schools did you like move? Like why did you say you moved a lot, like when you were in your childhood, like since grade school, like ilang beses ka na nakalipat bago Ateneo?
Bago mag Ateneo, I went, meron pa kaming international school. Nag-assumption pa ako. Tapos, international school pa ako. Tapos, before AC, I had another school.
Then Poveda.
Tapos, Poveda. Yeah.
Is that like a parents thing? Or like your parents wanted to like try you guys out? Why did you keep...
They wanted us to, I guess, go to different schools para hindi kami... sheltered, I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
So we went to, first we went to this school, like in our village lang. But there's only up to a certain age na it's only prep until kinder. Yeah. So then after we went to Assumption, yung ate ko, she didn't like, yung eldest sister ko, she didn't really like Assumption so much. So we all moved to an international school that was close to our house lang in Paranaque. And then after that, walang religion yung school na yon, kasi international school siya. Eh, my parents wanted us to have Catholic communion and to... wala silang teachings of Catholicism. So we moved to Poveda. So kami yung matatanda na students na sumasama sa grade 2, na kahit grade 3 at grade 4 na kami, nag-i-epal kami sa kanila para mag-communion. After that, we got recruited, me and my sister, to play volleyball. So they're for different reasons naman.
Pero ikaw, as a child, di ba mahirap yun? Like, you have a friend group. Like, for me, I'm just putting myself in your position. Di ba ikaw, friendly ka, you talk nga to everyone. And di ba pag may barkada, like, you're with them for one school year, tas maalis ka agad. Like, is it tough to have those friendships, like, long-term, ganun?
It was tough, but like I said, I think it was easy because I have my sisters. Like at the end of the day, I don't have to worry about anything because they're there for me. It might have been harder for them because they're older you know, they're at that more awkward stage. But if I don't have any friends, I can just go to my ate. Like if wala akong kasama, kumain, diba? Nandun naman sila, oh, let's eat together, ganun. Or we'll go home together, we'll go to school together. So I didn't really have an issue with my shyness, and it was fun to have to meet different kinds of people, because to this day I have like so many friends from different walks of life and different upbringings, and like we all came from different schools. Kaya I guess madali na rin sa akin to just meet people because of that. It was not that difficult, and I'm grateful for my ates.
Yeah. That's something that the like audience should also like admire, nga, that you have like friends na iba ibang like upbringing, iba ibang like way of life. Kasi like some people, I'm pretty sure that they only limit themselves to people like this or ganyan kasi they're not like me or something, diba? So
that's true. Yeah. I feel that. And I was always the weird kid. As in ako yung parang trying to be the class clown, yung maingay, yung ako yung bibo sa recitation. Yeah, kasi doon ako bumabawi. Hindi ako masyado magaling sa mga tests, sa mga standardized tests. So, ako yung laging recite para maalala ako ng teacher.
Pag-grading.
Oo. At saka nung grade school, because nga I was so outgoing and I was so expressive and weird. Ako yung tipong lagi sumasayaw sa classroom pag recess, ganun. Yes. it didn't like a lot of people also didn't like me because some of them are introverts or some of them, you know, when you're in an all-girls school, syempre, it's normal to get bullied. So when I was bullied in grade school, that's when I realized I should just like not have one friend group. Because if if you're too dependent on one group, parang you're not getting, and you're getting validation from a certain group of people. It's hard, and I didn't want to be a loner. So I was the type of girl na would befriend always the new kid. So every year, if may bago, ako laging nalapit sa kanila, oy, let's be friends, like let me make you sama muna. Ganon. Yeah. Tsaka marami akong talagang friends, hindi lang isang barkada. I was never a one barkada girl. Ako yung parang kakaibiganan ko lahat ng tao. Ganon.
Mm-hmm. Pero isn't that also tough? Like, how are you gonna know if you're gonna trust them? Like, if you have friends with everyone, or like more of you still have that like circle that you trust, but then yung like you're just friendly with everyone, you know?
I guess you put your trust in them, and then if they do something, ganun, you just move on. Uh-huh. Like, okay, I guess I can't hang with you anywhere. Dami-dami tao sa mundo, dami. And each class, di ba, parang 50 students. So, when I got to high school, actually, it's ano, most of the time, I was just with athletes and with my teammates. Okay. So, grade school yung parang, okay, every semester naman, you're gonna change seats, you're gonna move. So, I'll just befriend the one next to me. Guguluhin ko na lang sila. And then, throughout the years, you'll develop certain friendships that have become deeper and you can trust in them. So, you know, when I'm trying to meet new people, I still have the ones who are just there na I know I can always cling to.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's same rin naman. Like, that's what I try to do. Like, sa Southridge, though, we're less. We're like 30 plus before in high school. Eh.
Small school ba yung Southridge?
Yeah, medyo. It's probably like, what, less than 100 per batch. So, we're not a big school.
Okay, Yes. Yeah.
But then, high school lang yun. Pero yeah, high school yun yung, I mean, that's where like my friends now na feeling ko long-term, dun sila nang galing, like sa Southridge. So, I feel na, I mean, in high school, like Southridge, Woodrose, kasi like, that's the pareth, diba? Like Southridge is like all guys and Woodrose is like all girls, you know? So yeah, that's like how different ours, like our style was like from you. No, mas madami pala kaya na 50.
We would be 50 and then how many sections? Like 8 sections. Para kaming Ateneo, pero UST, tapos co-ed.
High school
boys and girls. Pero Poveda, all girls. 4 sections and then I think 50 also or 40 students.
Okay. Yeah, pero going back, you said that you were recruited nga to volleyball for UST. But then I wanted to ask, since like your dad's like a PBA player before, and I don't know, like maybe bata ka pa lang sports na naririnig mo sa bahay. So how was the sports facet of your life like? Like nung bata ka pa lang ba? Like you tried also a lot of sports, you gained a lot of friends also before getting to volleyball.
I tried almost every sport that you can think of.
okay.
We were exposed to gadgets, but we were always like the kids who played outside. And my parents always forced us to do different sports every summer. So, hindi kami computer kids or TV. Bawal kami manood ng TV only on Fridays after school and then Saturday and Sunday. But most of the time, we're always biking outside. And then when it's summer, we'll do swimming, we'll do tennis, basketball, taekwondo, everything. And then they'll see which ones that we enjoy. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, I didn't really enjoy taekwondo because I felt like I was alone. I didn't really talk to the other kids because you're like busy trying to memorize the move. So I didn't enjoy it. So I realized I enjoy team sports.
Mm-hmm. Same, yeah.
So I've done soccer, all of that. And then we'll just either, we'll tell our parents, I don't want here na. Oh, sige, lipat tayo. We'll try another sport that will work for you. So the ones na medyo, well, for me, yung sports na kusan talaga ako nagtagal, which is like more than a summer. I did it for either 2 or 3 years. Is soccer, swimming, and then volleyball.
Okay.
Hindi kami nag-click ng basketball. As in, parang, I only did it for a few sessions. Yung mga summer clinics. Sabi ko, dad, ayoko nito. Ayoko masyadong, ano, physical. Ayoko yung feeling na may nagbabangga sa akin.
Yeah.
Hindi ko ma-shoot yung bola, so ayoko niyan.
So among the three that you mentioned, bakit volleyball? And kailan yun na parang naisip mo na gagawin mong parang UAAP possibility or even pro now? Like, syempre nung naglalaro ka nung you were younger na summer lang, like you were just doing it to like, yeah, not really for a pro or like UAAP stint.
I was still in soccer and swimming because before in Poveda, you can do more than one sport. And then my sister was in volleyball and she wanted me to join her. She's like, oh, you should join volleyball then if you can. Try to do three or give up
three sports.
Maybe soccer and just do swimming and volleyball para we're together. Kasi nag-enjoy siya sobra. So sumali ako and then I enjoyed it also. I had fun like being teammates with my ate and then joining like a group of girls that were very cool. So I stuck with that sport. And then me and my sister would join the yung mga small leagues that Poveda would join. And then nakita kami ng isang coach. And our head coach that time in Poveda was an alumni for UST. So she had connections that helped in our recruitment na she knew some people there na, oh, I think they want to get you to play for UST. And my dad hopped on that opportunity because he knew, okay, like, this is more serious because they care about the sport. Unlike Poveda, yung focus talaga nila is the education.
Yeah.
Na optional to go to training if masyado maraming schoolwork. Yeah. Optional lang if you're gonna finish the training kasi you can always leave early or come late, ganon.
Yeah.
Kasi
ang priority
is to stay in school. Yeah. With UST, it was like, okay, we're gonna give you a scholarship, diba? Mm. We're gonna compete in a more competitive league. So, dun nakita ng dad ko na, possibly you could have a career in this, even though at that time, wala pang professional volleyball na, you know, how big it is now and how, how much more people are really joining. And I didn't think I would have a career in volleyball. I just really enjoyed the sport. And I'm thankful again to my ate for convincing me to join. Kasi ang laki-laki na ng volleyball dito sa Philippines. And no one expected it. Kasi at that time, basketball lang talaga yung pwede mo i-career eh. So hopefully, the other sports also will get to grow so that they have that kind of opportunity.
Yeah. How about your stint yeah, with UST? Like you mentioned about like, how you were like surprised with the culture like in the school, but then nung time na ni-recruit ka, syempre nga yun nga nagulat ka na in school, pero like in your performance in the court and your relationship with like the coaches and teammates, how did that like develop ever since the start until like you ended your tenure there in UST?
Well, of course, again, it was easy because I always had like my partner in crime, which was my ate. So if ever nahihirapan ako, she's there to help me. And, you know, we're helping each other. Teamwork kami. So if meron akong di naiintindihan, di ba lalapitan ko siya or mauuna siya, I'll watch her. And, you know, in high school, you're with other girls. So I felt like it was a good environment to be in because the girls that I was with, my batchmates and the coaches, they were so kind and supportive and the competitiveness was there, but also it was a good place to learn. I feel like I learned most of my skills there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nag-improve na lang siya sa Ateneo, but of course, I had really good coaches in UST that really, they focused on us and they focused on our skills para gumaling. But because I did a lot of sports, I was also very athletic na. Like, hindi ako nahihirapan sa speed. Kasi mabigat na ako, ganun. It's more on just the technical skills that I had to improve on.
Yeah.
But it was very competitive already at that time. Like the number of hours we had to train and the kinds of things we were doing was so different from Poveda. But I think nag-improve na sila. They've become more competitive. So, yeah, I just really pushed myself.
Yeah. And talking about, yeah, the skills that you mentioned that you were, like, growing in UST, like, why do you think, like, your performance there in UST, like, what specific skills or traits did they see in you that you felt that, like, schools like Ateneo or I don't know who are the other schools that tried to get you for college na feeling more like, oh, from Poveda, the school that that not really excel in, like, volleyball or over all over Metro Manila, then now I'm gonna be playing for, like, Ateneo or these other UAAP schools that are trying to get me. So why do you think biglan, like, napunta na dun kaagad? Like, why do you think these schools were, like, interested in you?
Siguro kasi matangkad ako, char. well, kasi UST has always been one of the top teams in the UAP. As in, isa sila sa magcha-champion. So, when I got there, nandun na sila Ate Lied, like, they were still there. The team, the dream team that was supposedly going to play for UST was there. So, Alisa Valdez was there, Kim Fajardo was still there, the Santiago sisters. Like, naabutan ko pa sila when I came in for summer training. So, I was still in Poveda, but nakiki-training na ako.
Yeah, yeah.
They were there still in the summer program, but they were all going to move to the different schools, like NU, LaSalle, Ateneo. And because of that system that they had, a lot of the volleyball players knew na UST is, it's a competitive school.
Mm-hmm.
They were champions in the high school division pa lang. And syempre now, there's also Zobel, NU, yun yung mga competitors, Adamson. Since high school pa lang, you'd know na, okay, like, you want to recruit players from those schools.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also other provincial players, lalo na if you compete in Palaro or even if you're from Poveda, pwede ka rin naman ma-recruit. It's really word of mouth. And like, when I was playing in the UAAP, lagi kaming nasa finals, meron din ako mga individual awards. So, of course, the other schools will be looking at those players in high school na who they can recruit.
Mm-hmm. So, why Ateneo though? Why didn't you choose LaSalle? Joke.
I mean, what are the schools? Nandun yung ate ko eh. I don't know if you know this, Diego, pero yung ate ko is like my, ano ha, I'm like her minion. As in, I follow her where she And a lot of them were saying, oh no, you should go to a different school. Maybe you stay in UST para magkalaban kayo. Eh ako, bakit ako, bakit ko papahirapan yung buhay ko eh? Isang ano na lang kami, isang kotse na lang kami papunta ng school, isang ano, isang carpool, ba't pa ako lilipat? Yeah. She chose Ateneo. So, of course, I went there na lang.
Where other schools tried to get you then?
LaSalle wasn't trying to get me. It was just UST. UST was trying to keep me or Ateneo. That's it.
Yeah. I think, you won a championship, right, with Ateneo. So, it ended up being a good thing.
Yeah. And, of course, syempre, at this point in my life, no regrets. Like some before when I was in Ateneo, I was thinking, what if I stayed in UST na lang? Or what if nagawa nga namin yung parang Jeron and Jeric Teng thing na. Kasi when we went to the finals, UST yung kalaban namin.
Yeah.
So inisip ko, what if I went pala to UST, di magkalaban kami ng ate ko. Diba? But wala, I've already made my decision at that time and I'm happy I had my college life in Ateneo and, you know, I had my sister right by my side.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, playing for Ateneo, like, people know that you were, like, rotating all, like, every position, like, during your whole college tenure. So do you feel that it also helped that you were, like, yeah, trying out new sports, athletic, and, like, in high school you were playing around with, like, other players that, you know, na you pagpasok mo sa Ateneo, parang you were accepting, like, any role. Diba isang season, naging libero ka pa nga nung isang time. Like, you were excelling in various roles. So, what do you think are the key factors and why that happened? Because not every UAAP volleyball player would, like, flourish in that kind of setting.
You know, I'll be honest, when I first got to Ateneo, I wanted to stay in my position. I wasn't open to changing position. So I was a middle blocker, and I, like, to my core, that's the only thing I knew. I didn't know the other skills. I didn't master, like, the other skills, like reception, digging. All I knew was, like, serving, blocking, and spiking. Like, palo na lang ako ng palo, block na lang ako ng block. And that's the only thing I knew. When I got to college, I'm like, huh? I'm not going to be a middle blocker. Like, we were stacked in middle blockers. So I was like, pinaglalaban ko pa yung position ko at the beginning. But then I realized that if I tried and I was open to different things, it will help me in the long run. Because, diba, yun nga, I was put in a situation where wala akong choice. Nandun si Maddy, nandun si Bea, nandun pa si Amy Ahomiro, tsaka si Meita Jima. There were so many middle blockers that I really had to excel in another position or at least be open to it. So I'm glad I did, and I'm glad that the coaches saw that I was willing to try new things and to learn and grow. And it was hard because, of course, when you learn this, when you learn a certain position for 4 years, like, that's all I knew. So I had to, like, kind of catch up to all the other, for example, the wing spikers. I had to learn what they were doing, that they've been doing since they were young. So I had to adjust all the things I knew and the muscle memory and the timing. So it definitely helped me now because I am like, okay, what do you need now? That's my mindset. Okay, anong position kailangan nyo? Anong klaseng player kailangan nyo? I'll do my best to thrive. That.
Yeah. How about, like, the openness or, like, the hunger to, like, accept the, like, versatility or, like, switching positions? Like, saan na nga nang galing yun? Because you felt nga nung una na nahihirapan ka. Pero any person in the world, if they're not, like, as persevering, they could have just said, either middle blocker or nothing, or, like, not gonna play now or something. Yeah, yeah. Pero ikaw, parang willing ka to learn. Like, where did that come from? And, like, yung tiyaga, like, to still excel in, like, the other positions? Like, how did you continue that ever throughout your college tenure?
Well, growing up, I've always been a team player. Even with the dynamic with my sisters, I'm always a yes girl. I'm like, okay, go. What does the team need? So, yeah. I just carry that with me. Even, like, with my family, I'm like, okay, ano kailangan natin? We need to compromise. So, if there's an issue or, diba, there's something na two people are not seeing eye to eye, I'm like, okay, I'll mediate things. So, diba, kung ano man yung kailangan ng team, yun yung gagawin ko. I've never been an individual player na, ano, I want this, this is what I want. I'm more of like, okay, if this is what they need at this time, then I'll do that. Hanggat kaya ko. Diba? Hanggat kaya ko mag-libero, gagawin ko. Hanggat kaya ko mag-open, utility middle, then I'll do my best. Because that's what they need. That's what the team needs. And I'm like, I'm not really thinking about myself in those, you know, in those times. So I don't know if that's a negative thing or a positive thing, because of course it's, I know that it's good to improve in your craft, but I don't know. I feel like learning different things and being accepting to it will help me in the long run.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But yeah, being in Ateneo, like, you talked about the team sport facet and, like, you guys having terrific chemistry. Like, ever since, like, Coach Ty and Coach O's time in Ateneo. So, among all your seasons, like, in Ateneo, like, what was the time where you felt you guys were the closest? And why do you think, like, what are the, like, factors and why your team was the closest? Like, I don't know if you guys won that year or what, pero makikita mo na yung dynamics nyo, ibang-iba dun sa, like, mga ibang teams. Kasi hindi naman lahat ng teams kaya maging ganun ka-close sa isa't isa.
Siguro, on that year na nag-champion kami, I felt it was our closest because I was already in my fourth year. So it showed na I was already 4 years with certain people. Like, 4 years ko nakasama sila, Bea, Maddy, Kat. So, kami pa naman yung starters nun. So, definitely the chemistry was there. Even though we had a new coach, which was Coach O at that time, I felt I was very close to the players. Unlike, mm-hmm. for example, my first year, second year, nangangapa pa ako. I'm still getting close to Dina. I'm still getting mm-hmm. close to my batchmates. And of course, if you're close to the seniors or the fourth year, fifth year players, gagraduate sila.
Yeah.
Diba? So it was like, after building the years with certain mm-hmm. players, the batch below me and the batch I was with and the batch above me, dun ko talaga, dun na kami nagkakaalaman. Na I know how they play na, I know their playing style, I know their playing habits. So siguro in my fifth and fourth year.
Yeah. But then yeah, talking about yeah, your nucleus, you meant with like sila Bea, with sila Maddie and sila Kat. Like yeah, you guys had terrific chemistry. Pero for you, like in a volleyball team or here specifically na lang like in a Filipino setting, like what are the like characteristics you feel in a team sport, volleyball, that each team must have if they want to like yeah reach far, like win the championship, or if they want to have like a longevity as a team, like hindi lang pang one season or two seasons. Like ano yung nakikita mo sa like yeah, sa Ateneo, pwedeng ma-emulate ng ibang teams or ibang schools?
Sa Ateneo?
Like your batch. Yeah, your Ateneo batch.
Well, an Ateneo trait that mm-hmm. most Ateneans always talk about and that we like carry with us is being magis. I don't know if you know that because you're from LaSalle, but it's about doing more.
Yeah.
About doing more of what is expected. So I think mm-hmm. that if a lot of teams do that, but they do things behind the scenes, they do things that they know will improve the betterment of the team and themselves, diba? Doing things like working on their nutrition and doing extra skills or doing extra watching volleyball or watching whatever will help in their craft. It doesn't have to be sports, and being magis is really just doing what is doing more than what's mm-hmm. expected. Then how can you go down or paano ka matatalo noon, 'di ba? Para siyang Mamba mentality pero hindi ganoon ka okay.
Hindi ganoon ka okay. Yeah, I understand naman, even if yeah, it's an Ateneo thing. I've heard that also from like some of the guests that I have had that studied in Ateneo. They do mention it kahit hindi volleyball or anything like that. Pero yeah, you mentioned nga na fourth year mo yung season 81. So I wanted to ask like, what was the mindset for you nung nagka-pandemic? And diba you played pa like nung fifth?
We played two games lang and then yeah, pandemic na.
Yeah, were you ever considering like coming back, or like what was the time, since everyone knows the pandemic was pretty bad here, like it lasted so long. So ano yung parang tipping point when you were like I think I need to try it now in the pros, it's not worth it to like come back? Because some did, like I think, like if you don't know, I'm not sure if you know like Iggy Escanio from like LaSalle baseball, like he stuck it out, like he did masters, diba? And then he played this season and then they won the championship, but not everyone could like do that. So yeah, what was your mindset like yung final year mo sa Ateneo?
Yung mindset ko at that time was really katingkate na ako mag-volleyball, like I wanted to play so bad, and I wasn't sure, there was no guarantee of when the UAAP would resume. So it was kind of a no-brainer for me when Coach O was like, do you still want to come back and play for Ateneo? But then the rule was na, because before it wasn't like that, where you could still play pro and you could still play in the UAAP, but they changed the rule. So for me, it was like, wala, I'll just forego na my last playing year because I want to play na, like, I don't know when the UAAP is going to start. And there's already talk about the PBL. So, dun na ako. I'll just play pro na.
So, it wasn't that like hard of a decision naman? Kasi nga, the situation wasn't getting better in the Philippines.
And PBL was the one that was very aggressive. Na, okay, we're going to start na. Like, we're already turning pro. We're going to be the first pro team. Kasi the other, that time, PBL and PSL were not really pro, but they were considered the professional league, but they weren't under the government yet.
Mm-hmm.
So they already did the process because at that time, diba, the pandemic was like only professional teams can compete.
Yes.
And syempre, when I was just at home training online, I'm like looking at the other countries that were already able to have sports. Ako parang, I want that, so I'ma just do it. Like, it's a no-brainer because I didn't know when the UAAP would start. And even nung time ni Jules, na she still stuck out the pandemic, di pa siya nag-pros. They did 1 year na. Wala pa rin you up. Diba? So yeah. I would have waited for how many years na
yeah.
I wouldn't play.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's a brilliant decision man, that you did there. But then, yeah, talking about Choco Mucho, how would you describe like the decision that you made? Yeah, that you played with them for like 2 seasons, but then, and yeah, what would you say were like the key points or key learning points that would really stick to you during your tenure there? Because you were with your teammates, but then, and usually, di ba, sa ibang bansa or sa ibang sport, pag pro, dun nga parang nagkakahiwalay yung mga close sa college na 4 to 5 years magkakasama. Pero ikaw, you were still with them in the pro level for 2 years.
Well, they were the only team that was really aggressive in getting me. And I was so grateful to them because, of course, it was a pandemic and most of the players were not really able to showcase what they had. Kasi that's where you, syempre, doon ka magpapakita na if you're worthy of, or if you're going to be an asset for these professional teams. So I wasn't able to showcase anything because we only had 2 games. But they were still, okay, we'll still get you. We want you to play for us. So I was really grateful for them. And I guess the thing that I learned from being with them was to just do my best. Because at that time, there was so much uncertainty. You know, we never knew if magkakaroon pa ng liga. And then the schedules were so tough. It was like every other day yung game. So it was really like a fun rookie year for me in the pros because I learned so much. And I really left my bubble, if that makes sense. Because we went to a bubble in Ilocos. Yeah. So I got to meet the pro players that have been there for years now, and you know, a lot of them were so nice and they even give me advice. Like, I'm not sure if I mentioned this, but a lot of people know na after our bubble, one of the players that, because I was like, oh, this is an opportunity for me to talk to my ates, to talk to professional players that inspired me. So I talked to a lot of the cherry players like Jaja, Dindin, and Ate Maili.
Yeah.
And they were giving me advice like, oh, this is how, you know, when you're in the court, ganito gawin mo when you're in training. So, yeah. Even before I went to Cherry Tigo, I already had a personal relationship to Ate Maileen.
Yeah, I saw an article nga that you had, yeah, you were like looking forward to playing with her. Like when I was prepared for this one, like I just searched it and then it popped out. Yeah, that I did see that before. But yeah, playing with like the Ilocos bubble, like I'm curious to know, like I'm pretty sure when you were playing, like when you were younger, you never expected to play in a bubble. So was that difficult for you initially, na? Yeah, playing in an environment like that. And additionally, like the Choco Mucho fans and like other people, they were like saying na yung scheduling pangit, then that's why Maddie got injured, diba, yung mga ganun. Like, how was that like for you na sunod-sunod yung games ganun?
Well, for me, what I liked about the bubble is that, sorry ha, sa mga fans, I enjoyed that the gym was empty. Kasi felt so chill. It felt like tune-up games lang, like official tune-up games. So it was like fun for a rookie setting muna na, di ba, it wasn't as intense as it is now na ang daming fans, ang daming nanonood. So it was like a good way to kind of ease into the pros because, of course, we were off for a year because of the pandemic. So it was like slowly adjusting to like being with people because during the pandemic, of course, natatakot ka to be exposed, natatakot ka na, nagkaroon ako ng social anxiety na I forgot how to interact to people, interact with people, diba? So, being in a bubble was fun in that sense. And then, yung mahirap nga dun sa schedules, it was, I guess, it was difficult to have games every other day, but a lot of international teams did that. So I just looked to them for inspiration. Like, the Olympics were like that. Like, a lot of rules, they have games Tuesday, Thursday. So, masarap lang magreklamo na parang, oh, may game na naman kami. Pero, you know, you have to show up and perform and do your best. So, it was a experience na worth learning. And I'm happy I was able to experience that.
Yeah, yeah. That's a really rare, like, kahit gaano ko tanda na tayo, like, people are gonna still remember, like, you're still gonna remember that kakwento mo pa din sa mga relatives mo.
I learned a lot. Kasi you learn how to recover quickly and then how to get over what happened, diba? Like, okay, you played bad, but then you have another game the next day. So how are you gonna adjust right away? Or, ang ganda ng laro mo, so how are you gonna maintain na whatever you played, na hindi ka madidistract or hindi mawawala yung focus mo because you have a game in just a few more days. So, you don't have much time to prepare. So, I learned to be mature or like, marami akong natutunan. How to adjust quickly.
Yeah, speaking of yung mga natutunan, like since yung pandemic nga na sobrang haba, like it's the first time in I don't know how long na hindi ka nakalaro ng volleyball ng ganong kahaba. Like, di ba, ever since UST Ateneo, like, I don't think you stopped training for that long na, like, nung pandemic ka na sa bahay lang. So, ano yung mga, like, na feeling mo na na-apply mo kaagad? Like, you know, when you came back nung PVL or when you came back in the following season after the bubble season yung sa Paco Arena, I think you guys played nung next conference, like, what were the things that you were running through your mind after before the season resumed that you felt na really helped you with the long break?
Well, even though we had a long break, I was always working out and I was with people. Like we had some, like my ate was there, and then meron pa kaming Ateneo men's volleyball player that stayed with us during the pandemic. So, you know, my mindset was just, oh, you worked hard naman every day during the pandemic. So, hindi mawawala yung natutunan mo all the years. And lagi kami nagva-volleyball dun sa bahay. So, mindset ko lang was to just have fun and, you know, don't doubt na lang the capabilities. And, you know, it helps that what I was going through, everyone else was going through it also. So, if I was out of shape, everyone else was out of shape then. So, it was okay.
Yeah. But yeah, you mentioned it also kanina na in the bubble nga, you had a, like, you started your great relationship with the Cherry Tigo players, and yeah, you eventually moved to that team. So, since you were in Ateneo system with, like, Chocomucho and Ateneo for so long, like, what was the decision-making process like for you? Like, napatapos na ba yung contract mo? Then you were like, oh, what are the other opportunities that I have there? Or were you wanted, like, you wanted to, like, get something out of your comfort zone or have more?
Yeah, that definitely time? That. So it's definitely getting out of my comfort zone lang. That was really my main decision. Because I could have stayed pa with Chocomucho, but I felt that I needed to grow outside of my comfort zone because I knew that would be the more difficult choice. Because I could, they still wanted me to stay. Yung feeling ko is I could have just stayed there, diba? Been with the same people. I'd be so comfortable. I'd be so happy. But I wanted to see what I can learn pa. And, you know, in just the span of a few days, I was able to learn so much from my new teammates. Kasi, syempre, iba sila ng environment. And then they also have been under different coaches. So we all, like, talk about how, oh, like, when I was in this team with this coach, ganito yung ginagawa namin. So, even me, when we do certain drills now, I'm like, ah, ginagawa namin yun before sa Chocomucho, sa Ateneo, ganon. So, we're always helping each other out. Because, yun nga, we're all from different schools na. It's not all just Ateneo girls na, ah, kilala ko na to, I've been with them for 4 years, 5 years. Now, it's like, a lot of them are from FEU, UST, meron pang NU, UP. Yeah. We're all really different. So it's fun.
Yeah. So you just decided to move when your contract expired, parang ganun. Like, hindi naman yung parang, okay. And then, was there other teams that wanted you, or you only Cherry Tico? Or you didn't really want the others?
No, there were other teams, but Cherry was the one that was very aggressive in trying to get, like, we want to get you now, ganun. Yung iba parang, we're interested, but, you know, ganun. We're just interested, ganun. Sila yung parang, we're interested, like, let's go, training ka na, ganun.
Yeah, okay.
Some teams pala also didn't know that my contract was expiring. Like, I think one team just recently contacted me now, one of the players na, hey, when is your contract ending with, like, Cherry? I'm like, why? I'm like, huh? We were trying to get you before, but I'm like, huh? Nobody reached out to me. Mga ganun.
Yeah, kasi diba here sa Philippines, hindi naman kasi like, kumara sa NBA, like, pag ginugal ko ngayon yung contract ni LeBron, you can search it. But like here, you can't, it's not like open to the public. Na,
yeah, but, it's not. I don't know why, but it's just not. And we also don't have drafting yet and trading like the PBA does. So hopefully magkaroon na yun sa volleyball.
Are you for that, like drafting? Because when Jules came here, that's what she thought of. Na parang, oh, when I'm leave Ateneo, there's like a draft, but it never
materialized. All rumors, it's all puro rumors. Like, oh, magkakaroon ng drafting, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I feel but like then, it would be fun and interesting. Yeah.
Maybe. Because like, kung mara cream line, malakas na sila. Tapos pag may gustong player pumunta sa kanila or aggressively kukunin nila, mapupunta pa rin sa kanila. Parang ganun. Kaya siguro, mahirap pag may draft, they can't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. Let's see. I thought it was gonna happen like soon. But then maybe, I don't know, it's gonna happen. But then, you talked about Cherry Tigo and how did your like admiration like start with, Mylene Pat? You mentioned it already kanina because I saw like an article na parang you really like to admire how she plays, and you also being in Cherry Tico, na there were some articles saying na, oh, in your first game, di ka nakalaro ganyan, and people were making a big deal out of it. Pero ikaw, parang okay lang sa'yo ganyan, like sana yan lang adjustment.
I'm chill.
Yeah, how was that?
Can you just relax? We won. Just chill.
Yeah.
Parang for me, I've always noticed that Ate Mylene had something in her. Like the way she played, the way she carried herself in the court, and the way she recovered from certain errors or injuries. Like, I just knew that she was like a good volleyball player, and she was someone that you can look up to. And I was right, because, you know, sometimes diba, your idols can be different outside of the court. But when I met her, she was so humble. And this was like, di pa siya nakapaglaro sa Thailand, but I already saw na. Kasi siya yung natatapatan ko sa games nung time na yun. Siya yung binablock ko kasi siya yung utility.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was looking at Jaja, Din kasi sila yung standout nun. But I was really impressed by how she played. So, I knew na, okay, maybe she could become like my mentor or someone I can always message or come to if I need someone who can help me improve in my craft. And she hasn't proven me wrong after noon. After Ilocos, nag-Thailand siya, nag-best scorer pa siya.
Then
now she's one of the leading players in the PVL with individual awards. So I've seen her grow, and you know, it's hard to not admire her. Mm-hmm. You know, the admiration for her is just comes so easily because how aggressive she is in the court, diba? And then how very humble and simple she is outside the court.
Yeah, that's nga nung ascension niya ever since her UAAP stint. But then I wanted to also ask, since I mean you're like one of the perfect people to ask, kasi it's related to Choco mucho, and people like, I mean Ateneo now, like people criticize Coach O because they didn't make the Final Four, and there's like, I'm pretty sure you know that there are like short clips online how he coaches, like people don't like how he talks to the players and stuff. So how would you say, like as a former player, na you know, na mali yung mga sinasabi nila, like small picture lang yan yung nakikita nyo, na he's not really like that. Like what makes him a really great coach, and why would you correct or like, yeah, like tell the people na I don't know na OA lang kayo, may mga hashtag pa sila to like change him ganyan, like, kasi diba first time na hindi nag Final Four in like how many years yung Ateneo.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't try to change how the public feels or thinks, because that's how they feel and that's how they see what they see. But, you know, if I can let them know how the players are feeling, all I can say is, you know, sometimes the way he coaches can either make you better or, diba, make you less confident. And if you know him personally, because I've been with him since Choco, since Ateneo, I know that that's how he coaches. And a lot of coaches coach that way also. Hindi lang nakikita sa camera or hindi lang nakukuha in video. So, you know, it may, if you're the kind of person that doesn't react well to that kind of coaching, then, diba, it's either you adjust as a player or you adjust, meaning you find another coach or try to listen to what he's saying in the most professional way. Diba? Kasi sometimes if you really, if dadamdamin mo masyado yung sinasabi ng mga coaches na ganun, then, diba, it could really affect you as a player. But there are a lot of coaches here in the Philippines who really are that tough and they coach with that style. And I've been with a lot of coaches na, not naman a lot, but I've been with different kinds of coaches. And, you know, I think he sort of helped me grow as a player to learn how to listen critically and, you know, logically, and not to focus on the tone or not really focus on the way he said it. It's really like, what is he saying? You know, it's just that, but really the instructions, diba?
Yeah.
And sometimes the players can take it personally, but it's really like knowing yourself and knowing what the player is capable of, because there are some players that need positive reinforcement, and then there are also players that need to be, diba, told na, oh, you suck, diba? Kasi ganun sila. They get motivated na parang, oh, like, I'm gonna show you I don't suck. Ganun. Like, for me, sometimes that motivated me. Like, we had coaches on the side that we call them, like, our bashers. And they used to bash us. Like, they used to tell me, oh, you're nothing. I'm like, would make me, like, na parang, oh, you think me?
Yeah.
So, diba, when we play against each other, nag-tune up kami against the coach, nag-aansyahan kami. Ganun, it's fun na it makes us more competitive, ganon. So it's just, it's hard, of course, to be in Coach Oliver's position, because as much as the players get a lot of attention, the coaches also get a lot of attention. They get more. Pag natatalo, panalo, it's credits to the coach. They get also blamed. So it's really difficult. And I hope people just understand na to not take it personally. But I know where the fans are coming from then. I know they're very, they're looking out for the players. So I see both sides. I see Coach O's side, na syempre, kawawa siya, and, you know, sana they go easy on him. And I also get naman the fans, they want the players to not look like that. Ayaw nila na, di ba?
Yeah.
Pero ganun talaga. Gotta be tough.
Yeah, si Coach Reg nga eh, sa F2, like I had her last week. I recorded an episode with her din, and she said nga, ganun daw siya mag-coach rin sa mga, lalo na sa lady spiker, like former la sa lady spiker. Kasi gusto nila ganun na, parang inaaway mo sila, or sinasabi mo na mahina sila, ganun. That's how
it is. So it's knowing your players then, di ba? She knows that's what her players need. So maybe Coach O can do that to certain players, but not all the players, di ba? Pero maganda pa rin naman ang pinakita ng Ateneo. Baka nga, ano lang, kulang pa. There's something there that's missing. Maybe kulang pa ng gelling, kulang pa ng certain number hours of training or whatever, because I'm not so sure of how they do things now. But, you know, just trust the process, trust in Coach O, the system, and, you know, I'm sure Ateneo will be back in the Final Four. It's just, diba, baka mas aggressive yung recruitment ng ibang schools. I'm not sure, but, you know, just trusting in the plan.
Yeah. For that. Yeah, for the last volleyball question naman, yeah, before we go to like the standard questions I ask my guests before they leave.
Okay.
Do you have like your own opinion on like the volleyball finals now in the UAAP? Like, what are your takeaways from game one? And do you have any predictions since it's game two tomorrow? Like, do you feel that ASEL is going to win it? Do you think it's going to be game three?
I feel like, oh my God. I don't want to... Are you going to post this right away? Are you going to post it tomorrow? Tonight? Mm. Okay.
If you want. I don't know. No, I was going to post the short clip only. Okay, I'll cut that part out. But yeah,
okay,
I was
going to
post
it. What if mali yung, di ba? Siyempre, I want to be like, oh yeah, I was right. My prediction was right. But yeah. I feel like babawi yung NU. And then there will be a game three. That's just what I want also as a fan. Siyempre, we want to see more of the games. We want a game three. Like, you know, the Lakers and the Warriors. Like, let's go. Another game. Diba?
Wala nga
but if NU wins, then good for them. But of course, I want another game.
Someone might cut your...
I'm sure a lot of the fans want another game. Except for the LaSalle fans. The LaSalle fans want LaSalle to win.
Someone might cut your part and then post it if NU loses tomorrow. And then say, oh, Pauline said this on the podcast.
Basta, kahit sino, I think this batch of players are very inspiring. They're so good and they are really leveling up the UAAP.
Okay.
So, yeah. I'm fans. And alam na nila yun, I'm not for NU, I'm not for LaSalle. I'm for UAP. I'm for volleyball. I'm like, dyan muna kayo kasi ayoko muna sila kalaban. Alam na nila yun.
Yeah, tama. Ang galing nga ng mga bata ngayon. Like, I don't know if Angel's gonna win MVP tomorrow, but if ever she does, it's gonna be the second like rookie MVP.
Yeah, I know.
Like, yeah, so it's like really great that the youngsters, like even the ones that won't win MVP, like sila Jurado, sila Tubu, like they're all rookies, but they're playing like they're not rookies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, ang galing, ang galing nila, ang galing ng batch of players now.
Yeah. For the final questions that I ask my guests, it's like standard questions lang. And yeah, you mentioned already the NBA and like in the bubble, I'm pretty sure you watched a bit na players were more vocal with like social and political issues. And here in the Philippines, alam mo naman nga yung mga Pinoy medyo like laid back, like hindi ganun ka vocal. Pero now, like nung pandemic, like people were more vocal with their thoughts on social and political issues, lalo na nung elections, diba? Like people were saying na this is the candidate I want, ganyan. So what's your opinion on like, yeah, like sports personalities or athletes like you who have a brand who can amplify their voice and, you know, get their opinions across people like in media, on social media? Like, what are your thoughts on athletes being involved in like, yeah, the social and political issues of the country?
I think it's good that we have a platform and we have a following to be able to share and make an impact in politics and whatever. But I do think there's also a responsibility that comes with that. So we just really have to learn to separate, you know, our platform from our career, you know, like sports. Kasi syempre, even though our craft is more on sports, diba? We're not really involved in politics, diba?
Yeah.
Di naman ako tatakbo, ganun. Di naman ako part ng...
But
we're able to share and really inspire others also. And of course, the next generation, they're also very lucky because a lot of us are growing in this world of, you know, free media, able to speak our minds. Just really have to be responsible.
That's true. Yeah, some people, they just blurt out whatever they think and sometimes they're not knowledgeable or not educated.
Not knowledgeable or baka hindi lang sila
equipped.
And they're not equipped at that moment or at that time. Yeah. And you know, a lot of people make mistakes. So I'm not so much of a believer in the cancel culture thing because a lot of people, diba, nababawi naman nila yung sinasabi nila. So, diba? Pero sana, hindi na umabot sa point na kailangan pabawiin yung sasabihin, diba? Like, sana mag-ingat na lang.
So, yeah. for the next question, if you had the opportunity to have dinner with five people, dead or alive, who would you invite?
The members of One Direction, because I'm a big fan. So, yan, madali. Lima na sila. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
ready na yung sagot. Parang you ready knew the question.
Yeah, the members of One Direction, there.
Okay.
But if it was like someone inspiring, then siguro I would want to have dinner with the Dalai Lama or President Barack Obama, Harry Styles, yun.
Yeah. Sige, so yeah, for the final question naman, yeah, relax lang din. Like if, since you know that I invite all the sports personalities through like social media or through like email lang, since you know I want to be like in sports media in the future, but and like building like people who I know ganyan while I'm still in college, like sino sa tingin mo like would be a great guest here on the podcast to discuss their like journey or their story din, or like makapagkwentuhan lang about sports like volleyball, basketball, football, anything?
You should get the players that competed in the SEA Games. A lot of them are inspiring. Maybe you can get some of my friends who are from the basketball, women's basketball, like Camille Clarin or Jack. You should get Jack because she...
Yeah, I got Jack before. Si Camille, we've been talking, but we haven't scheduled kasi nga sa schedule din niya.
Yeah. Sino pa ba? I would suggest getting women's basketball and also women's football. Players from... Also swimming. Ang dami ngayon players from the Philippines. You should get the badminton player. What's her name? Classmate yun sa Ateneo.
I don't know. Carlos. Oh, okay.
Basta Carlos yung last name niya. She recently also competed for badminton. Basta you should get people from other sports, not just basketball and volleyball, para you can hear their stories and they can talk about their sport to other people.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. Because yeah, tama ka nga, alam mo na nga yung podcast ko kasi I only get mostly basketball and volleyball players. I mean, I did others, pero konti pa lang kasi nga yun yung familiar ako, so like I could talk about it for like an hour. Ganun. So yeah, thank you again, Pauline, for joining me here on the podcast. I enjoyed our conversation and I learned a lot from like your journey and everything you went through before getting to where you are now. So do you have any final message?
Thank you for having me. Thank you for creating a space where athletes can talk about what they want. And thank you for today. Thank you sa lahat ng nanonood ng DVD show. I hope you can continue to support Diego and give him also suggestions and help him out with getting more people to watch and to join his podcast.
Yeah, so thank you, Pauline. And before you go, is it okay if we take a picture?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take it. 1, 2, 3. Okay, thank you again for joining me on the pod. And yeah, see you soon. And yeah, stay safe.
Thank you. See you soon. Happy weekend.
Happy weekend.